Well, hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives podcast with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure having all of you listen in today. I'm so excited to have such a beautiful lady on the line, someone who has had massive, massive amounts of success in the last year and a half, and that would be Dawn Ferrantino. And she is someone who joined in October of 2012, so she hasn't even been in 2 years, again, year and a half. She just hit the rank of 5-star Golden Circle executive status. She's about 15 cycles away from hitting 6-star Golden Circle as the day that we're recording this podcast. She's got some really exciting things that have happened in her personal life because of this success, so I can't wait for her to share her story. So with that, welcome, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Kirsty. It's always an honor to talk to you.
Yes, it's great having you with us today. And I want to go back to, you know, the whole beginning, because you spent 27 years in as an accountant, running and managing an accounting firm. Is that correct?
Yes, I was in a public accounting for many, many years, and then went private and was managing a specific division of a company in their accounting department.
Yeah, yeah. 27 years. And then along comes Isagenics. And I just have to say, I mean, now 5-star Golden Circle, teetering on 6, you guys, multiple 6-figure income annually. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars annually now for Dawn. Dawn, going back to that moment of hearing about Isagenics, how was it introduced to you, and what were your initial thoughts?
I was first introduced to Isagenics by a wonderful high school friend of mine, Alexis Romano. And when I was first introduced, I actually blew her off for a little while. I was looking for something to help me health-wise and to lose some weight. So I kind of blew it off. I didn't think it would really work. Nothing ever seemed to in the past. And when I finally committed to doing the program, I actually hid all of my products underneath my cabinet in my house and didn't tell anybody I was doing it, including my family. I felt that nothing was going to work in the past, so why would this? So I just decided that it was going to be something that I was going to do secretly with Alexis.
So you blended your shakes and went and hid in your bathroom and drank them.
I did, exactly.
It's like, nobody's going to tell me, oh my gosh, you're not kidding me, what are you doing again? So what was your initial product results?
About a few weeks into the program, I started to actually release weight, and my husband did start to notice, so then I had to let him in on my little secret. So after about maybe 9 weeks in total, I was down about 20 pounds and had just great health overall improvements and energy and sleeping through the night, and knew I definitely found something that was going to be in my life forever regarding the products, but I still wanted nothing to do with the business.
Yeah. And so how long after you started using the products did you start building? I know you started building, like I said, in October of 2012, but how long did it take for you to get to that point? And what was that light bulb moment that got you to take a look at the business?
Well, I started the products in June of 2012, and probably sometime in August, I did take a look a little bit at the business, not too much, because I felt, you know, well, everybody was asking me what I was doing, and I just kept referring them, you know, or giving them Alexis's phone number. Nobody wanted to call her. They weren't comfortable. So I said to her, you know what, maybe I'll learn how to get my products paid for it. I'm never going to stop using the products, and that will be good. So in August, I sort of started to look at it, and then I went full force into it in October. So about 3.5 months after starting the program, did I take a look at the business opportunity.
Okay. Now, you being a numbers girl, what did you think when you saw the compensation plan laid out in front of you based on how you make money and the financial process?
I really couldn't believe what I was looking at, and actually looked at it numerous times because it was so generous. And mm-hmm. I said it, and it was so easy. It seemed that it was just so easy to be able to share with people because I was doing it anyway. So that is really what made me decide to do it. I mean, even if the compensation plan wasn't as great as it was, I would have just passed the referrals on to Alexis because I didn't have the time freedom to be able to do this business. At least I didn't think I did. But because the compensation plan was so generous, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah. You know, what's so funny is to just think about your skepticism at first, hiding the product use. Then people started noticing and you're like, oh, well, you know, I might as well get my products paid for. And share with everybody what you shared with me before we started the podcast today. You said something about what you've been able to do over the last 18 months in not just replacing your income, but what have you been able to replace?
I've been able to replace both of my jobs that I was working and my husband's job at least 2.5 times over. So the financial aspect of what I've gained from Isagenics is just incredible. I would never be able to achieve these financial goals in any job setting that I've ever been in accounting. And there's been many careers in accounting that I made very, very good money. And it's not even comparable to this. I remember one time telling somebody that my increase at my job was 1% for the year. And some people are very lucky to get anything. And my Isagenics business from that day, 1 year prior, was 900% increase. And you just can't get that kind of an increase in any job you're working at.
That's right. So for those of you that are listening in, I mean, if you're making $50,000 a year doing whatever, 2.5 times, that's $125,000. That's bumping yourself from $50,000 to $125,000 in a period of time. For Dawn, it was 1.5 years. I mean, that is mind-blowing money, seriously, and it shifts your entire course and path and what you're doing. So because of your financial success, what have you been able to do? I know March 28th was a very significant day for you.
It was a wonderful date for me. March 28th, I retired from my full-time career after 27 years of doing accounting. I retired and I am now able to build my Isagenics business within the same pockets of my life that I always did, but at my own terms now. And I can live the life that I truly deserve and have the time freedom that I never had when I was working full-time.
Mm-hmm. And you had family come in that you were able to spend time with them. You've got 2 boys, 18 and 16. I mean, obviously they're athletes. They've got lots of stuff going on. And so I guess, what has it meant to your husband and to your boys to have you home like this?
It's been just incredible. I mean, my boys do play baseball, as you just stated, but we travel all over the country for that. Mm-hmm. So in June, I will actually be gone for 6 weeks with them traveling for their baseball from state to state to state. And I would never been able to do that had it not been for Isagenics. And just the time freedom to visit my mother whenever I choose to. And my sister flew in from Chicago, and it was so incredible to be able to go down and visit her while she was here for a few days. And I would not be able to do that if it wasn't for this opportunity that I have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's get into your schedule, your activities, how you've created such wealth. Because there's a lot of people that are listening in that's like, whoa, you know, I want that. What did Dawn do? So let's talk about that. Let's start with your schedule and managing your time. How important has that been for you?
It's been very important. And because I was so busy, and I remember telling Alexis that if she ever asked me to sell it, I would block her on Facebook and never talk to her anymore and everything else. And, you know, I just didn't think I had the time to do it, but I was always an organizer. I was always multitasking. So I just figured, well, when it came time to dedicate and commit to the business, I would just figure it out and I would just fit it in. So what I did is I was able to create my business into 15 to 20 minute intervals. So driving to work, I would do a three-way call. Driving home from work, I would do a prospecting call. During lunch, I'd listen to a podcast. And my car became a rolling university for me because I was in my car more than I wasn't. So I never listened to the radio. The radio to me was just useless. Getting ready in the morning, instead of putting the TV on like I used to, I would listen to something, or I would read something, or I would just educate myself. So I learned how to take these 15, 20 minute pockets of time, because we all have the same amount of time in the day, and make them useful and make them, you know, income generated. What can I do to learn and grow and to expand my business in these pockets? And that's pretty much what I did at my kids' sporting events, whether I was out to dinner, prospecting the waiter or waitress, or just sharing the solution that I had for them. I just learned how to do it within the pockets of my life.
Love that. And I love what you said, too, that all of us have the exact same amount of hours and minutes in a day. It's what you do with that time that really differentiates your success compared to somebody else. And so going back to what you did in those little pockets of time, I mean, let's go back to being in a restaurant and connecting with one of the servers in the restaurant or something. Just share with everybody what that process is like for you. Give us an idea on the breakdown of that.
I love talking to the waiters or waitresses. I waitressed for 13 years when I was in high school, all the way up through college, and actually even after that. And waitresses and waiters, they're very multitasking. They're organized. I love when a waiter or a waitress takes your order without a pen and pad, because that just means that they have a great memory and they're relying on good service to get a good tip. So they're money driven. So, you know, and people don't want to work for the rest of their life in the restaurant industry, waitering and waitressing. So I would always talk to them and ask them if they were open to an opportunity to earn additional income. I would compliment them on their service and just really, you know, hear what they're doing. A lot of times they're college students. College students are struggling to pay their college loans and to have spending money. So they're working sometimes two or three shifts just in one day just to get by. So waiters and waitresses, even people sitting next to me at a restaurant, just overhearing. I always say, and I teach my team, if they're talking loud enough, it's not eavesdropping. If they're talking loud enough for you to hear and you have a solution, you want to share it with them, because we're changing lives. And you got to realize that when somebody says something that you can actually hear on a problem that they have and you have a solution, just share it with them. The worst that happens is they say no. But you'll never know unless you ask.
Exactly. So finding their needs, that's really your mission, is to help people meet their needs and where they're at in life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. So what else are you doing to generate a lot of excitement in your organization? Are you guys doing home parties? Are you doing team calls? Are you building through Facebook, social media? What kinds of tools are you using to just kind of help paint the big picture?
We definitely build on Facebook. We build through social media. Some people like LinkedIn as well, Instagram. We build all through social medias. I do team calls every single week. There's actually a couple of team calls during the week because we still always plug into Alexis's systems as well. So we have our own and then we have Alexis's. I do trainings every 3 months where we generate, you know, a hotel full of people. So I have a training this week with 80 to 100 people that will be there. And we really just always celebrate. I mean, we celebrate everybody, whether they just rank advanced or whether they just cycled for the first time, we celebrate everybody's success. And that's what keeps the team constantly in momentum. We're always learning and growing as a team and supporting each other on what we need or they need to get to the next rank advancement.
Okay. I want to go back to the event that you're going to have in the next week where 80 people will be there. What exactly are you guys training on this time around?
It's a training in regards to our systems, and I will have a panel of leaders that will share their stories. We're training on leadership. We'll be training on social media and how to use it. It's an overall training, what you can do on a call for a training call, but it's in a 5-hour window, because on team calls, you only pretty much get an hour, and there's so much more to cover. And mm-hmm. It's also great to get the team in one place at one time periodically, because we all want to see each other, and you don't get that when you do a lot of our trainings on the call. So it's really important to be able to see each other one-on-one as well.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right. And then also too, let me ask you, how important is it? I mean, you're creating your own events, so I would assume that the whole events, you know, arena is incredibly important to you as you're driving your team. So how do you guys promote the company events in your teams? Things like Isagenics University, NYKO, Celebration, those types of events.
Absolutely. And to us, events are just, they're just non-negotiable. If you're serious about your business, you'll be at the event, and leaders just show up and they figure out how to get there. So we are very fortunate and blessed because our team really does attend events. And my team alone, I think we had 20 or 25 people at ISU University in New Jersey. And I have about 25 to 30 attending Celebration right now, and at least 20 going to New York Kickoff at this time. So it's really important to attend the events. The events, they keep you in the game. And, you know, we always say that the only way to fail is to quit. And that's a quote that Jimmy Smith had taught us. And it's true. And when you're not attending the events, you just take yourself right out of the game. It's so important to be there and to have that energy and that excitement that's passed around from one person all the way around the entire room.
Yeah, we all agree with you on that one. Boy, that's a huge deal. There's nothing that can supplement, I guess, events within your life and in your business, your Isagenix business. All right, what else do I have for you? As far as tools, what tools are your teams utilizing? Are they utilizing isagenixbusiness.com? Are you sending your people to order specific things through isasalestools.com?
Yes, we actually use both of them. Isagenix Business is an amazing resource for business builders, and Sales Concepts or isasalestools.com as well. I mean, we do a lot of vendor events or bridal shows or just overall networking where we've rented tables, and we've utilized so many of the resources from isasalestools.com at these shows, whether they're handouts or flyers or the brochures that we give out to the athletes when we approach a business builder, maybe in a gym. So I have used Sales Concepts numerous times, and I always encourage the team to do the same.
Okay, good. You know, when it comes to being persistent and having consistency in action day in and day out, would you really say that that's what differentiates someone who's successful versus someone who is not in this business?
Absolutely. If you are not consistent and persistent, your business, it's just not going to grow. This business is also about dealing with frustrations. And just like anything, you know, you have them occasionally. And as Susan Sly says, those wall kicking moments. And if you're not consistent and you get past it, your business is just going to stop. And it's really important that you never, ever, ever stop being consistent. We post consistently on Facebook. We consistently do our team calls. Whether it's a holiday or not, we're still doing that team call. If there's 100 people on or 10 people on, it doesn't matter. We're still doing it. So it's about doing the same thing every day over and over and over again.
Very cool. So what's next? I mean, well, let me ask you this before I go into what comes next, what your next goal is. I mean, I know that your hubby is, you guys have had some pretty serious conversation on the future and the direction and how, what role he's going to be playing within your Isagenix dynasty that you're creating. Share with everybody what that consists of.
We are looking to retire my husband this year as well, and he's going to be supporting me in my business, and he will be pursuing something of his passion, something that he really loves doing. And we've been talking about maybe a rec center or some kind of a sports facility where he could train and coach children in regards to their sports. So we are really excited about that. And my son just turned 18 last week, my oldest one, and he is now in my Isagenix business as well, ready to share with his friends and get off to college and learn how to become an entrepreneur.
That's wonderful. I love that. All right, so let's get into goal setting. I mean, you're teetering on six star, into six star. What do you see happening between now and Celebration this coming August?
I will absolutely be a six star by Celebration. That will be three rank advancements since last Celebration. And my goal last year was to rank advance once. So this is a very big goal of mine. And my goal for December of 2014 is to max out my comp plan.
Oh, love that. All right. And what does it feel like right now to be helping other people within your team get into that zone on building hard to achieve that financial freedom and the success that you've been able to achieve?
It's been really amazing to share this with my team and to let them know and let anybody know that if I can honestly do this, really anybody can. I mean, I truly didn't have 2 minutes more in my day. Everybody says they're busy. Everybody does. But if you really want something bad enough and you know at the end of the road what that financial freedom can truly look like and what it can do for your family. If somebody told me this 20 years ago, I mean, it seemed, I don't know if I ever would have believed it. And it's just been life-changing. And now watching my teammates, people that I personally enrolled or not personally enrolled that are within my own team, creating their own financial freedom and watching them have the dreams that they truly desire, it's just priceless. It's so rewarding watching that happen every single day.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dawn, your story is spectacular. It really is. You segued from corporate America into being your own entrepreneur, working out of the home, having time freedom, financial freedom, and helping others to do the same, locking arms with others, and really having it all be a dream come true. And for those that are listening in, I mean, I just really want you to let that sink in. I mean, this is real. This is legit. This is happening. It's happening with people all over the world in countries that we're in right now, where people are achieving financial success. And so take a look at where you're at, what you've been able to accomplish. Are you on track? You know, are you implementing 90-day game plans? Are you utilizing the tools? Are you getting to events? Are you stepping up into those leadership positions? Are you working in those little nooks and crannies of your day like Dawn did to begin with? I mean, this is real opportunity, and you just don't want this to pass you up. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime vehicle that really is the perfect storm. We've heard so many leaders talk about this, from the products to the comp plan to the timing to everything, the leadership, everything. It's just right here at your fingertips. $29 annually, $100 BV each month, each year auto ship, and it's a done deal. So make it what you want, and good luck. And Dawn, again, thank you so much for being with us today. And of course, good luck on achieving 6-star and maxing out.
Thank you so much for having me on the call. It's always, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. And thanks everybody for listening in. And again, best of luck. And until next time, take some massive action, and we'll see you at the top. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.